Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith in Freedom Show here on the 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Today, have I got a guest for you. Somebody who is a participant, actual member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I think I may be the first one here on the Liberty Works Radio Network to get an interview with somebody on the Council of Foreign Relations, and I'm sure it's going to spin up some of the hearts and minds of those who are regular listeners. I challenge you to tune in and take notes. You're going to want to take notes because I have a feeling that some people are going to do backflips to want to give me comments as soon as the segments are done. So the second, third, and then part of the fourth segment today is an interview that I conducted today from 11 to 11:30 this morning with a member on the Council of Foreign Relations. He's also involved with some other, let's say, you know, when we're sitting here on these issues of the day, talking about who's running the world, who's running the country, when the President of the United States talks about a cap and trade program, or he says, my carbon program, and you realize, if you've done any kind of search on the subject, that you find out that Mai must be some evil guy from the Chaos Organization, evil Dr. Mai, or something like that, because it's not the person's plan who's speaking, because this plan has been around literally for decades, and the call for some of the basically carbon monetary exchange, monetizing carbon, I guess, somehow, monetizing carbon emissions and a way to equalize wealth throughout the globe and stuff like that, whether you like that or hate that idea has been around for a while. And the particular plan that we see coming to be popular, which came to Congress not too long ago, somebody referred to it as my plan. And since I know it wasn't their plan, there must be an evil Dr. Mai operating someplace clandestinely in that closet government in the sky someplace. So who is running the world? When we look at the bailout thing, we realize that the bailout is happening all over the world. The IMF, International Monetary Fund, I went to their website. That's what I do. I check this stuff out. I don't just regurgitate what somebody else is saying. I try to find out from the horse's mouth, so to speak, what that organization is saying. I went to the International Monetary Fund and I read their little newsletter that they put out online. And they were claiming credit for saving the world through the innovation of stimulus plans. The International Monetary Fund's plan? I thought it was evil Dr. Mai's plan. Because there's a lot of people around the world in various political circumstances taking credit for the stimulus plan. Well, the International Monetary Fund is taking some credit for the stimulus plan. I find that kind of fascinating. Our number here is 888-850-1872. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. The, as I said, the number is 888-850-1872. I'm always online, faithfreedoms.org. There's links to audio streams if you pull in your driveway and you need to get into your computer or something like that and you want to listen that way, at faithfreedoms.org. There's links to audio and also a video stream link there as well. So you can check that out anytime you like. Look forward to having you guys interact with us here. Council on Foreign Relations. Something that I saw, I went to I search Florida news, and the best way to do it, I think, is online. It's very convenient. I went to cfnews13.com, cf13news.com. Give them a plug. And this was reported from Orlando, of course, but it's by the Associated Press putting this together. I saw it being published all over the country, and I don't know what speech the President of the United States, I don't know when he said this, but this is what's being reported on cfnews13.com, among other places throughout the planet, actually. President Barack Obama is among those making the case that American kids are not spending enough time in school. your children are not spending enough time in school. Don't tell that to my kids. I will say that my kids, when the kids from public school and private school were out and they're all out playing, sometimes my kids are working and they're working hard. And then sometimes when all those kids are in public school and private school, we're out camping. We're learning about nature firsthand. Let me tell you what, we're getting our hands dirty learning about nature out in the woods. With yes, that's what we do. We learn about history because sometimes we go camping in places that have historic value. And so when all the other kids are off in the institution, our kids are perpetually learning. Of course, we do school after hours. But the American children, should they be in school more often? Let's see what the president said reportedly. Now, this is CF13news.com. Wasn't really clear where the original reference was. It says the president mentioned he's got a sixth and third grade girl, or didn't say girl. He wants schools to add time to classes. Listen to this. To stay open late and to let kids in on weekends so they have a safe place to go. Now, is it let them in on weekends or is it make them be there on weekends? Now, there's a good question. So now, again, stimulus package, right? We'd have to look always on a constitutional basis where in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution does it authorize Congress to do that sort of thing. Are we going to go to U.S. school student martial law? I'm being provocative here. I'm trying to poke you in the brain through the ears and say, is this next? First, healthcare or medical martial law. Then we're going to have college student loan martial law. Guess what? That's going on right now, too. It's not on the radar, folks. There's a bill right now. They're deliberating over having the U.S. government take over the private loan industry for student loans. It's happening right now. Debate's happening right now. It's off the radar. You don't even know what's going on. It's happening. That reminds me of something. There was a news report coming out of Chicago that was quashed. It was quashed. There's serious censorship going on in America today, and I wonder from what level, but we can raise that later. But there is a news report that came out in Chicago about people that were protesting having the idea of having Olympics in Chicago, and somebody from up above in the media industry, who knows who they were influenced by, told them to quash that. Don't let anybody think that anybody anywhere is protesting the idea of having the Olympics come to Chicago. I wonder where that came from. Now, that's, I don't know. There's no way, if anybody knows, let's not make conjecture. If actually anybody has any information on that, it'd be interesting because we don't want to defame anybody. And if we do have accurate information, we have to make sure we bring it up lovingly and not maliciously. So let's make sure we stick to the facts. But the number here is 888-850-1872, 888-850-1872. Obama said Americans spend too little time in school, putting them at a disadvantage with other students around the globe. Well, that could be. Maybe, I don't know. They go to school from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's around the world. I'm telling you what, I've met some people from around the world who are very stressed, young people stressed, probably more than they ought to be. No time for religion, that's for sure, when all you're doing is being pushed through school. They go to school from 7:38 to 5 p.m. Hey, maybe this is daycare martial law. There won't be any need for daycare. Or that's what I went to when I was a kid. So when you walked out of school, you walked into a facility where people gave you parental supervision, so to speak. And you played with your friends and you read books and you watched you didn't watch videos. We didn't have too much of that. You listened to records and things. They go to school from 7:30 to 5 p.m. and go to school every other Saturday and add 3 weeks into the summer. These results, these students exceed their school district averages on state tests. Well, if that's what you would like to do, if that is your benchmark in life, your purpose in life, then of course you're going to want to achieve state tests. U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan said students in other countries go to school 25 to 30% longer than American students do, and he wants us to level the playing field. We're doing a global level the playing field. Is this exciting? So those of you who like freedom, you know the freedom word, freedom, freedom. Well, is this what freedom is? I don't know. You know, I say freedom is you're going to have to live. You just live. Now, when you just go ahead and live in America, the determiner of how much freedom you really have has to do with how much trouble you get into when you're living. All right. Now, the hope is that you, when you go through life in a free country, you're doing right things and not getting in trouble for doing right things. Freedom doesn't mean you're free to do the wrong thing without punishment. That's, see, there's, we're going to talk about that. Our guest is going to talk about that issue. What about the idea? It's called licentiousness, where you're giving license to do that which is wrong, which is unlawful. Okay, you don't want to do that. You want to, freedom is about doing it, privileges. That's what freedom is about, privileges. And people don't understand in courts, and I know judges that don't understand the meaning of the term privilege. Privilege is a right, folks. It's a right. It's doing a right thing. You have the privilege of doing the right thing. That's what it is in a free country. If it's a right thing to do, you have, naturally, innately, the privilege of doing it. Driving a car while you're blind is not a right thing. Driving an auto, using an automobile in the ordinary course of life and business or ministry or whatever it is a right thing to do. It's a conveyance of the day. Doing it while blind is a wrong thing. So you have the privilege of using an automobile. I can quote a case that's a 1930 case when this stuff was first being dealt with. It was a conveyance of the day, just like an automobile. Now, you can have little regulations to make sure everybody's following the rules, right? Make sure people can take control of a 4,000-pound vehicle, move it around at high speed without hurting anybody. But you can't tell them no just because you feel like it. It's a privilege, not a mere benefit. So that's a little thought process to be thinking about. So think about it. Okay, here's another thing. We're going to come back to this issue. I'm kind of dancing around a little bit because I've got my first 15-minute segment, and it's coming to a close soon. Hey, tell your friends, come back here in a few minutes, because in the next segment, I'm going to have an interview that I did of a Council on Foreign Relations member, a current in good standing member of the Council on Foreign Relations, among other of those, the guys that are possibly, people suggest that folks on the Council for Foreign Relations are really the guys running the world. Like, not the UN. Like, somebody else is talking about it before somebody goes off to the UN. And where are they talking about it? These little kind of clubs. There's something in the news recently. The former President William Jefferson Clinton is trying to start his new club. He's got kind of a new club, and they're trying to come up with some policy banner waving and things like that. So there's these clubs of influential people. And I've got somebody who's special. And I don't think he's your typical cloak and dagger kind of guy that some folks think about folks who are off on these organizations that very well may be the guys who are driving policy in this country and around the world, and with just in-flight entertainment making us think that it's really people that are in Congress or wherever. So this is going to be an interesting thing. I want you to tune in. You're going to have to take notes. It's kind of a long interview. So take some notes. If you take objection to something, and you think I've gotten soft or something, you just write it down, and you can give me a call at 888-850. His name is Chris Seiple. His name is Chris Seiple. It's spelled S-E-I-P-L-E. Chris Seiple. And if you would like to, you can give us a call, 888-850-1872, but not during the interview because it's pre-recorded. I had to do it according to his schedule. It worked out this morning at 11 o'clock Eastern time. We had our little discussion. So when we're going to come back from the break, we're going to be talking to a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, how many times have you really actually met somebody like that and had a chance to talk to him? And it's going to be a very narrow conversations about an activity he has in his organization that he heads up and the influences they're having in different parts of the world on our government and governments around the world. It's interesting. So come back, tune in to this Eagle 104.3 FM. Check us out on the web, faithfreedoms.org. After our interview, you can give us a call at 888-850-1872 and take some notes.